We're doing a deep dive today on a really tough subject, mortgage delinquency and foreclosure, specifically looking at 2025 and 2026.
It's a stressful topic, absolutely.
Immensely stressful. But we want to get one thing across right at the top. If you're in this situation, taking action is everything because you have rights and, crucially, you have time.
That's the entire mission here. We want to distill the timeline and the federal protections that say how your lender has to talk to you. The goal is to find a solution way before foreclosure even begins.
Okay, so let's get into that timeline. The clock starts, it starts immediately the second you miss a payment.
That's it. Day one. You're officially delinquent and that late fee gets tacked on.
And here's where a lot of people make their first mistake. They see the lender's number and they don't pick up.
Screening the calls. Yeah. And you really can't do that.
Yeah.
Those calls are actually the lender's first step in doing what they're legally required to do, which is tell you about your options.
And that requirement gets, well, a lot more formal pretty quickly.
It does. By day 45, this is a huge deadline. Federal rules, specifically Regulation X, force the servicer to contact you in writing.
In writing, not just a phone call.
Exactly. And they have to specifically tell you about what are called loss mitigation options. Think of it as their menu of solutions like forbearance or loan modifications.
So that letter is basically securing your right to apply for help.
That's a perfect way to put it. It formalizes the process.
But if you don't engage with that process, things escalate. What happens around day 90?
At day 90, if no payments have been made, things get serious. The servicer will most likely issue a formal notice of default, or NOD.
And that's public record in a lot of states, right? What does
Right.
that actually mean for a homeowner? Is that when the credit score really takes a nosedive?
That's when the dominoes really start to fall, yeah. It's the public announcement that the legal foreclosure process has officially started. The credit jammage has already begun, but the NOD makes it a public fact.
Okay, so that sounds terrifying, but this brings us to what you called the most powerful shield.
Right. And this is the single most important thing to know for 2025 and 2026. It's the 120-day rule.
4 months.
4 months. Your lender generally cannot make that first legal filing, whether it's a lawsuit or a public notice, until you are more than 120 days delinquent.
So, what's the purpose of that rule?
It was put in place to stop something called dual tracking. That's where lenders were, believe it or not, offering help with one hand while pushing the foreclosure forward with the other. This rule creates a safe window.
A golden window to act. And the action is submitting a complete loss mitigation application.
A complete one. That word is critical.
Let's quickly break down the options in that application. If you want to keep the home, what are the main tools?
You're really looking at two main paths. First is forbearance. That's a temporary pause or maybe a reduction in your payments. It's for short-term problems, a
Yeah.
temporary job loss, an illness.
And for a more permanent problem.
Then you're pushing for a loan modification. This is the real game changer. It permanently changes your loan terms. Maybe they lower the interest rate or extend the payback period to make the payment affordable long term.
And if keeping the home just isn't an option.
The application covers that too. You can apply for a short sale, which is where you sell the home for less than you owe, or a deed in lieu of foreclosure.
Which is basically handing the keys back.
You're voluntarily transferring the deed back to the lender to satisfy the debt. Both of these are much, much less damaging to your financial future than a full foreclosure.
So, for anyone listening, let's make this really actionable. Three immediate steps.
Step one, contact your lender's loss mitigation department. Don't just call the 800 number on your bill. Ask for that specific department and do it now. Don't wait for day 45.
Step two.
Get your documents organized. This means recent pay stubs, your tax returns, bank statements, and you need to write a clear, simple hardship letter explaining what happened.
And the third step, which I think is so important, is that you don't have to do this alone.
Not at all. And you shouldn't. Step three is to contact a HUD-approved housing counselor.
And these are free, right?
Completely free. They're nonprofits. They are experts trained to help you understand all this and get that application right the first time.
So the big takeaway here is that foreclosure is a process. It's not an event that happens overnight.
Every single day matters. And that brings us to the final thought I'd leave people with. While that 120-day rule is a hard stop for the banks, your real challenge, the real race against the clock, is getting that application complete. The complexity of the paperwork itself is often the biggest hurdle that trips people up, not the timeline.